Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. Thank you a lot for being here with us this morning. Terry Stacy along with Candace Preston of Joy's House. Hello, Candace.
Hello.
Thanks to our American Senior Communities friends, too, for their support. In fact, Mindy Balka is here. She's a social media specialist for ASC Senior Care, American Senior Communities. She's here along with Doris Carr. She is a resident at Brownsburg Meadows. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
You know, there is a lot to be said about social media, both good and bad, but one thing is clear, it's not going away. There is a whole new generation of people that are learning and participating. It's the greatest generation. And so, Doris, this is where you come in. How did you discover Facebook?
Well, I had to come into the nursing home to live, and my ex-daughter-in-law decided that I needed something to do. My son never thought I needed a tablet. And she said, well, I was going to have one, whether he liked it or not.
I like her.
So she bought me one, and she came two or three times a week for about 3 or 4 weeks to teach me how to use it. And I have learned a lot on it since the things that she has shown me. And I have talked to or text to people all in Florida and Georgia and nieces and nephews and people that I haven't talked to in years.
I think that's awesome. You're connecting. And, you know, in talking to some residents that are learning Facebook and social media, they tell me that they're being able to watch nieces and nephews grow up that live clear across the, you know, the country. And, and it's really been, it's for you too.
Yes.
Yeah. Were you a little hesitant, though, in the beginning, maybe, about being on social media and what you hear? Because you do hear a lot of negative.
Yes, I was. But it's I'm learning and I'm enjoying it. And it's given me a lot of faith in a lot of things that I didn't have faith in before. And I am really, well, I can't say enough about it.
You're glad you've learned. You're grateful that you have learned, and somebody took the time to show you how to do it. And so you said it restored your faith in a lot of things. What do you mean?
Well, I was kind of shy about getting out and talking to people and doing a lot of things, and I have done a lot of things since I've had it that I have not done before.
Like what, Doris?
Well, talk to a lot of people and kind of learn to go ahead and do the things that I need to do without having help from my son and kind of doing things for myself, because he's always done everything for me and I don't have him now. So I've got to learn to do things on my own.
Are you meeting new friends too?
Yes.
People wonder, you know, friends and that description of what a friend is now, but you're meeting new people too online.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've met a lot of new people online.
I always like to look at recipes. I'm not going to lie to you.
Pinterest is my best friend.
I love recipes. And I just made, honest to goodness, and I found this on social media. It was just came through on the Facebook, Texas sheet cake cookies.
I saw that.
And they are unbelievable. But I've never known about them until I found them on social media. So there's a lot of good, there's a lot of bad. We also do have to be very careful on social media. And I'm guessing, Doris, you have also learned that you got to protect yourself too, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things on there and recipes and things I'd like to try, but I don't have an opportunity anymore.
Well, it's okay. Sometimes I don't really cook, but I really do like looking at recipes.
Terry, that is your homework. We want those sheet cake cookies in here.
Well, I did make those. I did. But I love looking at pictures of food and reading recipes of food. Mindy Balka is here too. And Mindy, there's a lot of seniors. This is, as I mentioned, this is a growing generation of a new generation, so to speak, of those that are learning social media.
It is. Seniors are the fastest growing demographic on Facebook right now. It's estimated that 60% of senior citizens are on Facebook.
Wow. That's cool. And are you teaching it, or what are you doing with it, with American Senior Communities?
We are doing a lot with it. Connecting and staying connected with family and friends are very important to our health from a social aspect. And American Senior Communities wants to be able to provide the opportunities to our residents and their families to stay connected. And one thing that we are doing, we are hosting a Facebook class at Brownsburg Meadows.
Okay.
Brownsburg Meadows Assisted Living on August 25th. It's open to the community. And if you've been interested but are hesitant, Not quite sure where to start, we invite you in. We're going to talk about Facebook basics, how to set your page up, how to connect with friends, privacy settings, and really how to navigate the site. And so you can start connecting with those that maybe you've lost connection with over the years.
Okay, and you mentioned those privacy settings, and we talk about security, and it is also because it's a growing number that are learning. There's also, they can be targets at times. How will or can a community actually protect their seniors that are now exploring social media? Is there a way to do that?
There is. When an individual sets up their own individual page, Facebook has really focused in on how to protect that individual's information. And we will walk through that in the class as far as making sure the privacy settings are set in a way that minimal information is, exposed to the public, and just making sure that we don't put any type of compromising information, any personal information for finances or anything like that out there.
And Doris, I'm going to ask you, because I went kicking and screaming into the social media world. I'm not that new. I'm not that old at it. I've just been doing it now a couple of years, and I did go kicking and screaming into it. And I got to tell you, I'm 50-something, and it wasn't all that easy for me to learn. What about for you, Doris? Was it pretty easy to pick it up?
I'm 88.
Atta girl.
And it wasn't that easy for me at all.
No. Well, we're exposed to things that we don't know about, right?
Right. But I had never touched a computer of any kind. I had... The telephone was about as far as I get.
Wow.
And until she brought me the tablet, and then I have started to do things I never thought I could do.
Okay, I want to know about a couple of things. Now, we know you're on social media. What else are you looking at?
I don't know that I understand what you mean.
Are you using it for news and information, too, or is it mostly just to be the social world?
The social world, mainly, because don't know how to do that much on it yet.
Okay. Oh, but you will. You really will. Would you say it's pretty easy now?
Yeah, it's getting easier all the time. And I'm getting to, just recently had some pictures put on there and was able to get those. And like I say, I've talked to some nieces and nephews that I can keep contact with that I haven't kept contact
sure.
with before.
It's a beautiful thing.
And I want to learn more about it, where I can find out different things that I don't know how to do now.
Well, you need to. I don't know if you heard, there's an event going on August 25th.
Yes, I intend to be there for that.
August 25th, the basics and all kinds of other great stuff that you're going to learn. And anybody can come. You don't have to just be a resident, right, Mindy?
Absolutely. We encourage anyone, again, that is interested, just needs more information. We do ask that you RSVP to Tiana at Brownsburg Meadows, just due to limited seating. And the number there is 317-852-1977.
Okay.
Also, tomorrow on Boomer TV on Wish, you will see Doris along with a few others share their stories about how they have found connections through Facebook.
Oh, that's good.
So we're looking forward to that. But more information also on their Facebook page for maybe some family members that know of a parent that may need to go to the class, or on our website at ASCSeniorCare.com.
Okay. Ladies, it's great to have you here. Mindy, and also to Doris Carr, who's a resident of Brownsburg Meadows. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. The news is next on 93 WIBC.